5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
People need advice. We do it on Tuesdays, and often it leaks over into early Wednesdays because we get more after the show. This one came in this morning from Nick in St. Cloud.
Okay.
Central Minnesota. Made his way over to Harris in the Upper Peninsula for the Live at Night show. I know he met Steve and Kelly and maybe Maitland and certainly Kelly's fiance, Ron.
Ron.
Okay. And he pointed out in an earlier text, didn't know where the rest of us went. The answer is to bed.
Very much to bed.
That gang was in the casino hanging out.
Yeah, there were a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Oh, where'd Free Beer go? Where'd Hotwings go?
And to bed.
It was 10 minutes after the show, and I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if Free Beer is already asleep.
Yeah, well, yep. Free Beer wasn't feeling well, I was feeling old. So, I went to bed, too.
There was a good portion of that day where I thought, I'm going to start the show, but there ain't no way I'm finishing the night show.
You were feeling pretty rough.
The middle of the afternoon, after failing to take a nap, I sat up in bed and I started watching TV and I went, I guess I'm done feeling sick. Now I'm just tired, which is normal.
Yeah.
So Nick writes in this morning and he's got some big plans for Friday. And he says, I need a coin flip. Now we have the world's largest coin.
All right. Okay.
Got it.
Wyatt's here.
He said we can call for more details. I don't know if we should. This seems pretty fiery. My 98-year-old great aunt died. She was a nun.
Okay.
When the open mic opens up. Oh, yes. I'm sorry to hear that, too. I would have said that, but I've read the rest of the text.
Okay.
So it may seem like I was being completely insensitive to that fact, but I don't think he cares to hear. Sorry to hear that.
Got it.
I just wanted, because after you said that, I sound like a douchebag.
I'm glad that you did.
When the open mic starts at the get-together on Friday in her memorial, plan to open with a religious joke that will split their eyes and their God, or do I open with what a POS she is for what she said about my IVF daughters? I'll probably get booted or stoned by a mob of old nuns and my family before I get both out. So what do I lead with?
First off, it feels weird calling it an open mic. I know that's technically what it is. But when they
open the mic up to the crowd. But yes, open mic seems like he might play a tune that he learned on acoustic guitar or do some interpretive readings.
Yeah, or do his 5-minute set.
I don't think you're getting five.
Well, no. I mean, honestly, I've been to a lot of Catholic type things and they don't just go, anyone got anything to say? I mean, it's usually here's this. This is Aunt so-and-so is speaking. And this is like my grandmother died and my own dad didn't talk at it because they didn't ask him to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
that's usually
on the
more
person.
Of the non-religious ceremonies where they say, hey, let's open it up to the crowd. I like when they do that.
But.
All right. So he wants to know, does he lead with,
I want to know what the joke is first.
Yeah. I want to know. I'd love to know what the joke is.
We should get him on.
But also like, why bother? She was 98 old. Of course she was old and probably racist and an a-hole. I mean, you know, like whatever.
Like most old nuns.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, the Catholic Church does not embrace IVF.
No.
I mean, that's a fact. I know that because I'm one.
Yeah.
And I don't really go that much anymore.
Yeah. Maitland, can you grab Nick's text from 502 and see if he can get on the phone?
Yeah.
You've got access to that, right?
Yep.
Okay. We'll see. Because I think you're right. I think this is, the keys are already in the lava. Just let them go because, man, they're gone kind of thing.
I mean,
I don't blame you for being pissed.
But I mean, he just wants his pound of flesh.
As someone who also, Hot Wings and I both have IVF kids.
Yeah.
I do not really care what other people think about it.
No, especially, I mean.
Remember when they used to be called test tube babies?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool.
That was.
Back then, it was like, that is so scientific.
Well, it was wild.
Yeah.
I mean.
It wasn't, it might have been after Hot Wings had his boys, your son with IVF, and you went through your rounds of IVF, that I connected the dots that was the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've come a long way since test tube babies. It's the same.
It's
got
that's
it.
That's what it is.
So Maitland is seeing if we can get Nick on the phone. I guess I probably wouldn't do either.
I need to know why.
I wouldn't bother.
I need to know exactly what was said about his daughters.
But is it? I mean,
just because one person said one really mean thing to you one time.
Well, there could be a history of it.
I mean,
it may not be one time that one thing was said.
I mean, maybe, but the person that you want to hear it isn't going to.
Yeah. I need to know if he expressed his.
Like, all you're going to do is bum out your parents and everything.
Did he express his anger toward his aunt before she died? Did he keep it bottled up inside? I need more details.
This text, do both. Do both, Nick. Yeah. That's probably what he wants to do.
Yeah, make sure your kids are there, too.
Yeah.
Maitland, no luck?
No, I had to leave him a voicemail.
Okay.
But I told him if he heard it to either text you or call back.
Okay. He said he'd be available, but obviously he didn't.
Maybe he
block out the entire hour. Yeah. He's still finishing up work for the day, I believe.
Yeah, maybe his aunt was right.
Howings, have you had anyone?
In my family, no.
Have you had other people say things were about your IVF kids?
Nothing like super direct, but I've had eyebrows raised. Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I don't think I have.
Yeah.
Or I'm just oblivious.
I think it's so much more common now.
Yes.
And I don't spend a lot of time around 80 and 90 year olds.
Yes.
You know, I'm sure my parents would have had an opinion before we went through it. Now, they were always incredibly supportive of it, recognizing that the Pope probably didn't think it was the greatest thing.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit leftover for older folks.
Yeah,
lived through when it seemed crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it first started, whenever that was in the 70s.
Mm. Well, yeah, I mean, it would have been the 80s, I guess.
For
us, you know, you go, well, yeah, you can say it's tinkering and playing God or whatever, but also, you know that we really want kids.
Right.
You know, it's not somebody who's got, you know, by an accident.
Yeah,
but it's always the people that claim that they're the most accepting that then say, well, yes, you should have kids, but it has to be this way, and it has to be this way, and here's the parameters. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I did have someone one time say, well, why didn't you adopt? There's a lot of needy kids out there. And I said, oh, did you adopt? And they said, no, we had our kids. And I said, oh, why didn't you adopt? Were there not needy kids out there then?
Mm-hmm.
They said, well, it's different. I said, only to you.
Yeah, is it? Yeah, we looked into it. It's not for everybody.
Yeah, that's
like IVF isn't for everybody, just like kids aren't for everybody. Mm-hmm. Got to do it.
I can't tell you how infrequently I think about it.
Oh, I never think about it.
Yeah, it's just not on the radar.
Years past.
1-800-947-3979. This person has Nick considered cutting the brake lines. Someone said he should wait and do this at the drunken after party. Yeah, she's a 98-year-old nun. I don't think I see a big drunken after party.
Oh, you know nothing of Catholics. I see. That's something that's not considered a sin in the church. Drinking.
Somebody from the 765 with some good advice. Pee on the casket, Nick.
Oh, boy, everybody's got good ideas.
Yeah, that's okay. That's not bad.
Have you ever seen anyone talk poorly of the deceased at a ceremony or at a funeral?
No.
where somebody was just like, I've been waiting to give them a... I've never seen it. I mean...
No, I've seen, you know, where like veiled things were like, well, you know, Bill could be a little salty.
Yeah, but
stuff
that's...
like that, but it's not a direct, like, shots across the bow, really.
Or the statement like, he could, you know, once you got to know him, he was a good guy. But boy, his exterior was sure a little crispy.
I mean, I would like, I think it'd be fun to go to one. I hope it's not one of my own family members or me one day. But I would like to go to one where it's like, well, I mean, we're all here and it's good because we like want to talk to one another. But God, he was a jerk and no one liked him.
We have breaking Nick news.
Okay.
Here's Nick. This text from the 217 real quick, Nick. Hello. But this person writes, I don't know what what is IBF? IVF is in vitro fertilization, where they make the baby in a science lab.
Yeah, they take an egg and they take the sperm and they manually put them together.
Yeah.
And then put them back into the lady.
Nick, why do you feel so strongly that you must speak at a great aunt who's 98 and a nun at her memorial and say bad things? I'm not trying to tell you not to, but just from the outside, it seems like you might be making a bad decision.
No, we need background, Nick.
So, I mean, this was back. She said it like back. The girls were probably not even, I think they're still in car seats. They're 11 now, but she made the comment one time, or she said they weren't real babies, and it kind of bent me.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand the whole IVF thing, and, you know, it went to the whole religion thing or Catholicism and whatever.
Right.
Whatever, told them not real babies. So yeah, that was, and then we had a real baby, you know, surprise, surprise, and she's six now. But yeah, I want to go to the funeral and say, well, there's my real babies that your religion didn't agree with, or I don't know if those words would be right, but and then my real child right there, and I can explain all that was made real. Real easy to
man, I think it's just gonna alienate your family.
Yeah.
I mean,
kind of already alienated.
I don't blame you for feeling that way, but in the end, what does that old lady's dumb opinion matter anyway?
Yeah. That's true.
You know, you got,
in the end, you won. You're still alive.
Yeah. You've got two beautiful 11-year-olds. She's packed in a box with her loneliness.
Now, Nick, while I tend to agree with the sentiment in the room that you probably shouldn't do it, if you decide to do it, I think you need to write it out in advance. So you have all your thoughts really, really like bullet points. So you can just go one to the next, because you're going to get caught up in the emotion of it. And there's going to be people probably yelling and throwing things at you. So you just need to make sure that you get your points out.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know yet. I, depends on how work goes and the mood I'm in, I guess. And
I think this should give you an idea of how what kind of idea we think it is. If you do it, make sure someone records it.
Yes.
Because I want to watch. I want to have you make some money when you post it on WorldStar. In fact, shout Leroy Jenkins or something right before you do it so you have a trademark.
Yeah. Nick, do you know what the setup in the room is going to be like? Is there going to be, is the mic going to be right next to like an exit that you can quickly run out? Is there an outside exit?
I don't know.
There could be somebody waiting with a car running.
I'm sure it's at the whole convent thing or whatever where they live and stuff. So I'm sure it's. I'm not sure. I haven't been to that one, and Nick, I don't know what kind of escape route there is.
Nick, the audience is workshopping jokes.
Okay.
The leading candidate hey, I know your religion doesn't celebrate all of the children here. My aunt, who's now dead, told me my two IVF children weren't real. But I'm here to tell you that your coworkers would have molested those fake children just as they would have real children. Then drop the mic and run for your car, because there's going to be a bunch of old ladies with walkers chasing you.
Oh, man. Throw holy water at you.
It's going to burn. It's going to burn.
A lot of people want to know what the joke is that you're planning to tell.
Oh, geez. Okay, so...
Wait, can you say it on the radio?
I'll
make sure it's clean, or, you can kind of do a variant of it, but basically it's the one where the last Holocaust survivor dies and goes to heaven.
Oh God!
And he starts BSing with his buddies and giving each other crap and joking about how they used to make the jokes back at camp that, you know, who's going to get to die first or get put out of their misery. And, you know, they're laughing about it. And God's standing there like, Jesus, that's not very funny to joke about. You know, it's pretty sad. And they go, well, if you weren't there, you wouldn't get it.
Okay, I get it. But about the time you start with, so the last Holocaust survivors the pearly gates, they're coming up and they're shutting you down. You're not getting any wafers that day.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Nick, sleep in and don't go.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really the answer.
I mean, just keep it in perspective. I mean, you know, her vagina was like dry rotted, you know? Like an old refrigerator that was thrown in a barn 100 years ago. Like, try to open it now.
Oh, Nick,
I'd be crusty too.
I've enjoyed speculating about it though, so I appreciate that.
I'll probably have better things to do.
I think you will.
Yeah.
All right, bud. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Sorry, I went to bed early in at the casino.
See ya. Thanks for making the drive though.
This person says, I love the idea of him shouting Leroy Jenkins loud because he's about to fight 50 dragons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Well, good luck. If anybody else needs any guidance before you're about to speak at a memorial, we're your team.
You know what would make that the worst, though, is that even if you told the joke great, half the people there would go, wait, what? What did he say? Right. Wait, what? Are you saying louder? And then you have to do like four times, and it really takes the steam out of everything.
Right?
Are you Betty's grandson, David?
And you know, some of them are so beyond half-baked just from life and being old that they would go to the luncheon with the casseroles and say, that great nephew of hers, what a speaker. They'd think you did a great job. They just wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
He's a nice boy.